My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
If you want the real story behind the NFL, you need the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. Three-time Super Bowl champ Mark Schlereth breaks down the biggest plays, the biggest games, and the untold stories that make this game what it is. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Haason Reddick asking for a trade is the big news. I was like, man, it just drops right before we go to Jets camp. So now all these guys are going to have to answer the questions about it. We're going to have to ask the questions about it. And it looks bad for both sides, but I think it looks worse for Haason Reddick than it does for the Jets. And finally, we're seeing one of these teams actually use the leverage that they have against the player. And I know it's easier when the guy's never played for you before. He's not been a Jet. You've got no prior relationship with him, so it's easy to slap fines on him a million times over because he's done nothing for this organization. But I've always said this in the past. These guys are going to hold out, and they want a new contract. They're under contract. The CBA says you can fine the crap out of these guys every single practice that they miss. Then it gets even more so when you get into the regular season, and the Jets and Joe Douglas are exercising that, which I'm proud to see that from this organization.
Okay, so I'm proud to see it from the organization, but from the player's perspective, I understand totally why he's doing what he's doing. He does not want to go into a walk year without guaranteed money because and here's the other problem with this, and I'm sorry if people disagree with me. I know it's a contract. The contracts are always one-sided. He has the only guaranteed money he has is this year's contract. Mm-hmm. He does not have any guaranteed money going forward. And guys want to protect their future. He's 29 years old. He's going to be 30, that magical number in the NFL. And, they know that he's a really good player. They know he's a perfect player that would fit in this defensive system that Rob Saleh runs. And they need him here. The bottom line is they need him here. And it's unfortunate if he was told, and this is where, there are two reports out there. One is on the side of the Jets saying this is what the Jets knew, this is what the Jets understood to be the truth. And then there's his side where he thought after he got traded that the Jets were going to give him a contract extension. And what is going on in the NFL right now is look at Brandon Ayuk, for instance.
Yeah.
The star wide receiver for the San Francisco 49ers essentially turned down a trade to the New England Patriots because he doesn't want to go play with them because he knows they're not going to be very good for the next few years. And, he wants to stay where he is, but he also wants to get paid because he knows he can win there and probably loves playing with that team.
Yeah.
So these players are starting and have been doing probably for the last 5 to 6 years stuff like Haason Reddick is doing right now. So I am not at all going to hold this against Haason Reddick. And I don't care who's winning the PR battle. It doesn't matter. The fact of the matter is you want a happy team. You want a team that is all pulling in the same direction. You want everybody in the locker room that wants to win and wants to play together. Haason Reddick right now is a disgruntled player, and he hasn't even stepped foot into the locker room.
Well,
in OTAs or in summer practice.
Which I actually think makes it easier from a locker room standpoint. Now, obviously, you've been through things just like this, but because it's not a teammate that they have met and practiced with and played with and played games with and won and lost with, it doesn't create that same, that doesn't permeate that same situation in a locker room where they're like, man, this guy was with us shoulder to shoulder through the ups and downs and you're not paying him. I think it's easier for the Jets players themselves to be like, man, this sucks. We wish he was here. But it's not like they don't feel insulted because it's not one of their own guys.
No, but yeah, they're not going to feel insulted anyway. I mean,
but you know that happens when they don't pay a guy.
But no, here's the deal. You mean insulted with the team,
like
not with the player,
right? Exactly.
Okay.
Yes, yeah, yes.
Everybody has their situation with money. And I've learned a long time ago, don't mess with another man's contract. Don't talk to him about his contract. Don't worry about what he's doing to try to make it better for himself, because that's the individual side of the sport. That's the individual side of every sport, for that matter.
Right.
He's got to do what he thinks is in the best interest of him and his family. And he, like other players in the NFL, are seeing all of these contract extensions being handed out. They're seeing millions of dollars being handed out. And I'm sure he went to Philadelphia and said, "Hey, look, man, I'm one of your best defensive players. You know, I want a contract extension." And Howie Roseman said, "No, we're going to wait and see. We're going to see how it goes. One more year." And then that's when Howie realized he probably had a disgruntled player on his hand. And that's why he was able to trade him to the Jets, with the assumption, according to Hassan Reddick's side of the argument here, that the Jets were going to do something in terms of extending his contract.
I think that's the bigger issue here, is the communication was terrible from both sides. And I don't know whose fault that is, but I mean, I know it's easy to look at it and go, like, how could Joe Douglas trade for a guy who wanted a contract extension and then not know that he wanted a contract extension? Obviously, there were some communication issues. Joe Douglas has been doing this for a very long time. He's also been up through the ranks and scouting and everything else. He's not a newbie to this. If he knew that Hassan Reddick was going to hold out if he didn't get a contract extension, he would have either figured something out and paid him or not traded for him.
So the other part of this
Changed.
Well, the other part of this, did the player change his mind after the trade and after some of these contracts were signed in the offseason? Or did Howie Roseman know this and basically screw the Jets and send them a disgruntled player?
Yeah.
Now, I don't believe that it's good business for GMs to be stabbing each other in the back, no matter who they're the GM for, no matter who they're trading a player to. I think there has to be an open line communication, because, you know, Joe Douglas does not want to look bad. The Jets don't want to look bad. They don't want this kind of this news, you know, hitting right now, especially right before the season. And they have a good team. They have a team that is a Super Bowl worthy team, at least on paper, especially when Hassan Reddick's on the field. So this is like the last thing the Jets expected. So I don't believe that Howie Roseman did anything to screw Joe Douglas. You know, these guys know each other. Joe's been in Philadelphia.
Oh, yeah.
They all know each other.
Right.
So I think that this is probably a player who has changed his mind because of some of the other contract extensions that have been given to players at his position.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.